Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields once again from Food for the Journey. Today we remember on this December 7th the attack on Pearl Harbor and World War II for us, how difficult those times were, and in other ways how difficult our times are. Different, very different, but very difficult. And again, this is the time when we need to reach out even more to the Lord and say, Lord, help us, lead us, guide us, save us. Let's take a look at the first reading for today, December 7th, from the prophet Isaiah. On that day, they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. We're not necessarily a nation of firm purpose right now. We really need to pray, and I don't say that lightly. We need to become again a nation of firm purpose, one nation under God, clearly, clearly. Let us pray for that in this Advent season. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. Trust in the Lord forever. Put him central to your life, central. Not to the right or the left, not higher or lower, center of your life. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Now skip part of that Psalm 118. O Lord, grant salvation. Lord, grant prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. For the Lord is God, and he has given us light to see the truth. Light to know the direction we need to go. God wants to give us that. Seek him. Whenever you're in turmoil or confusion or fear, seek him. Lord, lead us in this time. Show us the way that we should walk. And the gospel for this Thursday is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and then 24 to 27. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." Brothers and sisters, it's very important. And for every single one of us, even if you feel like your faith is very, very shallow, even if you're shaken and you don't think you believe at all, Jesus said, those who will enter the kingdom of heaven are those who do the will of my Father in heaven. And I want you to know, every one of you, that the will of God, even if it seems hard for you in a particular chapter of your life, if you embrace the will of God, it will lead you to paradise. It will lead you to eternal joy. It will lead you to eternal bliss in heaven. Honestly, I'll stake my life on that. Trust him. Seek him. It's fine to take advice from other people when you're trying to make decisions, but make sure at the center of your advice team is God himself. Lord, what would you have me do? Show me the way. And as I've often said on this program, he does it by having somebody say something to you, or somebody say, read this, or somebody hand you something and you say, Eureka, that's it. God works oftentimes through other people. Every once in a while, a scroll comes down from heaven, but not very often. But if you're attentive, if you're really seeking his will, he will reveal it. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. In other words, we can do all the external show. We can pray out loud. We can be at every mass. but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. That's the one who will know happiness and peace. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted that house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And that's my question to you in this week. Is your house on rock? In other words, are you building on the foundation with Jesus Christ himself as the cornerstone? Are you living as a disciple of Christ? That's what he asks of us. And everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew, buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. Is your house built solidly on rock? On the rock of God, on faith and hope and love? Is your house built on the commandments? Is your house built on what Jesus has taught us through Scripture? Is God your Father truly? Is he your Savior? Is he the Lord? Is he the Holy Spirit dwelling in your heart? God gives himself to us in so many ways, brothers and sisters. He makes himself available. He doesn't force himself on us, but he makes himself available. Do you receive him? Do you live out of him? The storms come, but the house did not collapse, but it had been set solidly on rock, on what God promised, on what God said he would give us. But he never forces anything on us. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. What is the house of your life and your family built on? Is it built on rock or is it built on sand? You and I, all of us, need to take stock. This Advent time is a very, very precious time, but it's also a time to face yourself squarely and to look at what Jesus did for you. He gave you his only Son to live and to die and to guide you safely home, and he died for your sins. Is your house built on the rock of the truth of our faith or not? If it's on shaky ground, if it's on sand, let's get it built on the rock of God's word, the truth of who God is, and the love that he desires to pour out on us, way beyond even what we're hungry for. His love is greater than it all. God wants you to experience. God wants you to know his love. He wants you to be blessed by him. Tomorrow is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And though we don't do the Friday readings, we move to the Sunday readings, and you will hear them next. But I just want to comment here in this program that December 8th is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. God gave us his only begotten Son, but he also, brothers and sisters, gave us his mother to be our mother, to walk with us, to pray for us, to love us, to help to guide us. My goodness, brothers and sisters, he gave his own mother to be our mother, knowing what we might do. And Mary said, "Be it done unto me according to your word." It included her willingness to be the mother of the Messiah, but it was also a call to be our mother. On this Feast of the Immaculate Conception, this is a day, this is a season, right now, this weekend, to accept Mary as your mother, to pray to her, to ask her to pray for you, to bring your needs to her, and you will be surprised. Pope Benedict formally said, "At Mary's conception, a new way of being human happens, and we are chosen and destined to share it. Adam and Eve were tricked by the serpent's conception, but the yes of Mary at the Annunciation, the culmination of the Immaculate Conception, undoes the disobedience of Eden and makes paradise a possibility once again for us. Our Blessed Mother said yes to the Lord without understanding. How can this be, since I know not man? Be it done unto me according to thy word. She took care of the disciples in many ways. Certainly after Jesus' death, they knew her. And certainly after Jesus' death, she must have been a source of consolation and strengthening for them. But she wants to be that for us as well. So as we come here, as we come here to the end of this Advent week, let us please, brothers and sisters, look at what God is offering us. Look at what God wants to give us. And then be honest with yourself and take stock. Is my life in accord with God's will, in accord with God's plan, or not? Listen to the CD that I've made available to you that takes the four Sundays of Advent and the readings there. Perhaps some of those readings can really touch your heart and bring about a change in you. I'm praying for you. I'm asking the Blessed Mother to pray for you, that your life may be turned around. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. God has so much for us. I know I keep saying this, but God has so much for us in this season. May you open your heart to receive it. You know, I think I just had an idea. I'm going to encourage you that if you experience what I'm talking about, if you experience the Lord acting in your life, when you're trying to make ready the way of the Lord, when you're trying to make a way for him in your life, when you're consenting to him and wanting to do his will, or even if you're really attempting it and you're failing sometimes, that's okay. If you would just send me an email, and I won't publish your name, but if you would just send me an email and tell me what it is, what's the grace that you received during this Advent season that really drew you much closer to your Savior. I want to encourage you to do that because I think that your experience could bring encouragement and hope to other people. You don't need to include your name. I just need the story. But if you wish to include your name, I won't mention it if you don't want me to. But I just like people to see the different ways in which God hears our prayer and the different ways in which God guides us, really, literally guides us as we give our lives to him. So I would really encourage you to try it. God bless you. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title Journey Through Advent, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.